Hello there, everybody. It's me. It's June. No. It's July. I think, 2015, and I'm still really tired. I don't really know why I'm having trouble waking up today. I just, you know, it's almost like my body kind of doesn't want to even get started today at all, but whatever. I will force it to. Anyway, so if the Pro Tools thing doesn't work out, basically Pro Tools is offering a Pro Tools first. Look it up, Pro Tools, vertical line first. It'll allow you to save three projects, each being about 16 tracks MIDI, but the event editor is not accessible, which is going to be a bit of a problem, because I have an existing MIDI that I want to edit. So I do have a question about Reaper. For those of you who use it on the Mac, is Reaper accessible in regard to the MIDI event editor and note editor? In case I one day get a keyboard and I play my own stuff. Can I transpose into a different key if I wanted to? Let's say I play something in C, but later want to transpose it to B flat and have it saved as such, so I can import it into Pro Tools and use my sound fonts, or sound font that I love, and I forgot what it's called. I'll know it when I see it, but
those of you who use Reaper, would you be able to tell me that info?
Is the event editor accessible? Can I make, a crescendo? Can I make a decrescendo? Can I make a section legato? Can I sustain notes that are not, that weren't originally sustained, like with a pedal effect, a pedal event, rather? Oh, wow. So, so there you go. There are my questions. And I swear to you guys who've heard my voice for the first time, I don't smoke. I just sound like it today for some really weird reason. Methinks I'm probably going to go back to bed and stay there all day. Well, maybe not. I need to get up to eat, but in regard to just being, I was actually up almost all night. Something kept me awake. I couldn't sleep, so I don't know. Whatever, it works, but it's annoying because it's 11 o'clock. But anyway, so hoping to hear back from you guys regarding Reaper and the Mac, not Windows.
I want to know about that, so I'll continue to use GarageBand for recording my mic or somebody else's mic, even though punching in really is not doable at all in GarageBand. There's no pre-roll. I can't pre-roll and have it punch in automatically and then post-roll. That would be nice. A smooth punch-in would be nice. It'd be less editing on my part. So That's the only thing I don't like about GarageBand is I cannot successfully punch in. I can't. With Pro Tools, I can, I think. So I'll have to actually play with that when I get the Pro Tools first thing. The restrictions are there, but it is what it is, and So for it being free, it's actually pretty good. You don't normally get 16 tracks to work with. And that's not a lot, since I only mainly do 4, so... And you can save 3 projects. I guess you could get rid of the other 2 if you don't need them. Because I don't want to buy the full version, because I don't have the hardware for it. So I don't have the hardware, and I don't want to plug in a dongle to register. Oh, it's so hot. So there we go. Anyway, guys, I'm going to stop this in a minute. I feel like someone took a wet blanket and wrapped it around me. Hello, humidity. Yuck. So anyway, guys, you take care. You be blessed. I will talk to all of you later. If you guys... Well, no, I'll just tweet out the link. I can't do any voiceover work right now, not with the way I'm feeling, which right now is like crap, which I could do it. I could do it, but it won't be the effect that any of you want. Anyway, guys, take care. Be blessed, and I will talk... Oh, it's going to be... That's going to feel good. And I'll talk to all of you later. I think I need to get hydrated.